Hi, welcome to episode 450 of the Fantastic Forecast. I'm Dave Elliott, and I was thinking about this today. Why is the most expensive comic book that I own, New Mutants 98, also the worst comic book I own? I find that strange. Today, the 450th issue of the Fantastic Four, it's Fantastic Four Volume 3, Number 21, from September 1999, Rascals 4, by Chris Claremont and Salvador La Roca. So the issue opens up with Alyssa Moy, Valeria Von Doom, Franklin Richards, Caledonia, Franklin's dog, and the bounty hunter, who goes by the clever name of Bounty. And they're being held prisoner by a group of women who call themselves the Baki, and they've been taken to a place called Club Danai, a trendy and mysterious nightclub. What? Who kidnaps a group of people and takes their prisoners to a nightclub? I doubt ISIS ever takes their prisoners clubbing. The homeless man in my basement, I never take him out to the club. It's just not something you do with your prisoners. It's not. And then a couple of more bad guys show up to lord over the prisoners. The first is the very non-talkative Hades, you know, lord of the underworld. And one of his servants, Hippolyta, queen of the Amazons, and Wonder Woman's mother, if I'm not mistaken. Someone needs to tell her, girl, you're in the wrong damn book. Valeria's ready for a fight, but Caledonia holds her back and tells her to watch her temper, and says that it is her job to protect Franklin. So Caledonia stands up, raises her sword. Yeah, she still has her sword. They took her prisoner, but they didn't take away her sword. And she says that she is the rightful heir to the throne of Highland Scotland and the mantle of Captain Britain. Oh, I really doubt both those claims. For babysitter, she sure is full of herself. Unlike Batman's babysitter, who's full of Ben Affleck sperm. So Wonder Woman's mother draws her sword, and the two of them have a long sword fight. I don't know who I'm rooting for. I don't like either one of them. During the fight, Caledonia yells out, Valeria, what the devil are you playing at, child? Get out of here! Even though, thanks to Salvador La Roca's art, I have no idea what Valeria is doing. We can only see her feet. With Caledonia distracted, Hippolyta stabs her in the side and says, First blood to me. Your turn, warrior. Your choice. Yield or die. I'm hoping she chooses the die option. But alas, she does not. She decides to keep fighting. Alyssa finally takes a hint and tries to run away with Valeria, Franklin, the dog, and Bounty, but they come across the women from the group, the Baki, who tell them they have no hope to win against the Baki and their queen. Caledonia screams out, Wrong! And does something that isn't really clear, but I see a sword flying in the air, so either she knocked the sword out of Hippolyta's arm, or chopped her arm off, or something else. I don't know! La Roca doesn't think we need this information. Valeria has her Dr. Doom gloves on, so that means she means business. And she asks the Baki, Who wants the first lesson? Back with Caledonia, we see that Hippolyta's sword is broken, but she's still holding the hilt, even though on the last page, when the sword was shown flying through the air, the sword was intact, hilt and all. Ugh, La Roca. So now Caledonia knocks Hippolyta to the ground and puts her sword at Hippo's neck, telling her to end this now or else. With that, the Baki turn and run away, leaving Valeria to mistakenly think that she scared them away. The only people Valeria can scare away are readers. Franklin notices that the Baki didn't run away. They just ran back over to help Hippolyta fight with Caledonia. Hades finally opens up his mouth, saying some crap about how no one should challenge him, and he opens up a portal to the realm of Tartarus, where they create a very delicious sauce for your seafood. And Hades, Hippolyta, the Baki, and Caledonia start to fall into the portal. Valeria tries to grab Caledonia, but it's too late. She's gone. Sounds like good news to me. Too bad Valeria didn't fall into the portal as well. So Valeria is left behind with Franklin, Alyssa, Bounty, and the dog in the empty nightclub. I'm still not sure why they're in a nightclub. Alyssa says they need to call for help, like Maybe the Avengers. Yeah, that's right. She suggests they call the Avengers. Valeria reminds her that maybe the Fantastic Four can take care of this. Valeria has a fondness for Caledonia, says that she's taken care of Valeria as her nanny for almost her entire life. Bounty speaks up and says that she wants to help. Well, yeah, of course she wants to help. She was hired to hunt down Caledonia in the first place. Anyway, the group decides not to wait for the Fantastic Four to come home, and they teleport away. I'm not sure who has the ability to teleport. Maybe it's the dog. So anyway, back in Paris, the FF are staying at a fancy hotel, and they're still arguing with Mr. Reno about the innocent woman who was hauled off to jail for her perceived part in the ruined situation last issue. Reno just explains that the French have to do whatever it takes to safeguard their people. You know, if the French government really cared about the welfare of their people, they'd stop all the kids from smoking cigarettes. I've been to France once, and it was freaky to see kids all over the place openly smoking cigarettes. And I grew up in North Carolina, for crying out loud. Next, Reed gets a message on his communicator. It's Alyssa Moy telling him that Alessandre Stewart has been abducted by Hades, and Franklin and the rest of them are going after them. Well, Sue doesn't take too kindly for this news, and she asks Alyssa, "How can you let this happen?" Alyssa points out that she can't stop a boy and his teleporting dog. So there, confirmation. It's the little lockjaw dog that's doing the teleporting. So the FF need a ride back home, and quick. Reno points out that the Concorde would take 4 hours. Ben says that maybe they can get a Quinjet from the Avengers. Yeah, let's call the Avengers. Everyone wants to call the Avengers. And Reed suggests they get an Avenger, namely Hercules, who has experience with his fellow god being Hades. So next, in East Africa, we see Hercules dealing with some of the civil unrest in a refugee camp in Tanzania. This time the word refugee is used correctly, in that these refugees are people who have relocated from the island nation of Genosha. Just then, the FF arrive on an invisible glider powered by Johnny and his flames, so the FF jump out and join Hercules in his mindless butt-kicking activities. So they finish up with the rioters, and they round them up, and things calm down. Johnny flames off, and he starts getting dressed. I guess, since his clothes he got in France were not made of unstable molecules, he had to take them off to flame on. And this suddenly reminds me of how, in the last issue, after finding out that his uniform was being bugged by Reed, he burnt his uniform off. But how the hell did he do that? He's gotten as hot as a Nova before without burning off his uniform. How did he burn it off when he wanted to? That makes no sense. It took me a few days to realize that. So the FF go over to chat with Hercules. And how the hell did they know where Hercules was anyway? They fill Hercules in on their son's encounter with Hades, but Hercules has to confess, he's not much of a match for old Hades, but he has an idea of how he can get the better of Hades without any bloodshed. So elsewhere, Franklin and his ladies pop up in another dimension, which is basically hell. The first person they see is the Norse goddess of the underworld, Hela, who, as we all know, is Hela Strong. Valeria thinks that she can scare Hela by tossing out her last name and mentioning that she's the heir to the monarch of Latveria. Hela is not impressed and says that there are consequences for their transgressions. She starts sweet-talking Valeria, putting her into a trance, trying to steal her soul. Franklin screams at her to listen to Hela, but it's too late. Valeria has her under her spell. And next, Hela has her eyes on Franklin, but Bounty pulls out her gun and aims it at Hela's head. Hela asks a good question. "You think you can slay the personification of death?" Bounty replies, "Been there, done that, old news." Hela says, "Enough of this foolishness." She tells everyone to leave her realm, and she teleports away. What? What about Valeria's soul? What about Franklin's soul? Bounty aims a gun at Hela's head, and she gets scared and runs away? Maybe if Franklin used his mysterious powers to scare Hela, I would buy that. But a chick with a gun? Scaring Hela away? Ugh, so dumb. Franklin asks his dog to teleport them again. It seems like they went to the wrong hell. It would be funny if they ended up in Michigan next time. But instead, they end up in the right underworld, the realm of Hades, and they start fighting off the Baki, who must not be very tough to lose a fight to the likes of Alyssa, Bounty, Valeria, and a dog. And the group finds Caledonia unconscious, But the other, another baddie shows up. Cerberus. Not the talking aardvark, but a giant goon with horns and a seemingly bad attitude. He calls himself the Guardian of the Underworld, whose name is whispered in terror throughout the cosmos. Valeria immediately leaps in to attack, but she gets swatted away like a fly. And to make matters worse, a whole army of goons arrive, led by Hippolyta, and Franklin and the ladies are surrounded. And so a huge battle royale breaks out, and in the narration, Claremont compares it to the story of the 300 Spartans. Well, at least the Spartans were like a highly trained army. They also died in the end. Here you've got a young boy, a teenage girl, a chick with a gun, a lady with a sword, a dog, and Alyssa Moy, who has no powers at all. And they're fighting off the forces of hell? And winning? No way. In Avengers 282, the Avengers fought against the forces of Hades and had a lot harder time. And how are these women doing a better job than the Avengers? Really, it all comes down to one person, Valeria. Stupid, stupid Valeria. The Wesley Crusher of the Fantastic Four. Hades is impressed by her. I am not. She asks him to let them leave, but Hades says no, and sicks another army on him. Caledonia tells Valeria that she and Bounty will stay and fight, and the dog should teleport away with Franklin, Valeria, and Alyssa. Why? Why don't they just all teleport away? Why does Caledonia need to stay and fight? Oh shit, why argue with a good thing? Unfortunately, the dog is too scared to teleport right now, and they're all stuck. But then, Reed and Hercules show up, and Hercules demands of old Uncle Hades that he let the women and the children go. Hades is like, I do not take orders from you. But Hercules is not alone. He's got Hades' wife with him, Persephone, and she also asks Hades to let the women and children go. And then she uses some kind of power to create these black shadowy creatures that separate Hippolyta and the army from the mortals. Ben Grimm suddenly appears and introduces himself to Bounty, who says, strong name for a strong man. I like them both. Ugh. Caledonia she feels like a terrible babysitter, because she is. Like it's all her fault, because it is. And then Valeria says, if anyone is to blame, it's her. And I hate Valeria, but really, it's Caledonia's fault. She was the warrior babysitter who's supposed to keep Franklin safe in the first place. And instead, he ends up in hell. For the record, I hate Caledonia too. The members of the FF recognize Valeria from the vision they had of the future, and this leaves them wondering, is that future for real? Will Sue marry Dr. Doom one day and have a kid? Of all the alternate future stories ever presented in a Marvel comic book, that is the most unlikely thing to happen ever. And that is the end of a horrible issue. And that's it for this episode. Our not-so-special 450th episode. If you have any questions about the Fantastic Four, about this podcast, or if you need relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. You can download other episodes of iTunes to find them all at www.podcastff.podbean.com. So long, kids, this podcast is over. What you wear?